Welcome to Life and Laughs, a place where you can find inspiration, laughter and real stories shared by Phyllis. Through her interviews, poetry, proverbs and personal antidotes, Phyllis aims to spread hope and truth in a warm and friendly way. Her heart is set on touching the lives of those who come across her work, and she hopes that you will find encouragement and joy through her words. So come on in and join Phyllis at Life and Laughs as she shares her experience and wisdom with you.
So we're back with Pastor Patrick Russell on 92.3 FM. Pastor Patrick, he's just going to share a story about a flag that he was given from the Defence Force in Israel, and he's going to give you lots more detail, but it is a flag, a special commemoration of thank you to Christians. I'm just going to let you explain that story, sure. Pastor Patrick. Thank you.
Well, every year we take our tour to Israel. We're given access to the Israeli Defence Forces. And it's not an access that's in a benign, sort of sterile environment. We're actually given access to battle line soldiers on the front. And this particular time I was able to take our group up to the Lebanese border. And there was a tank battalion on the Lebanese border, fully decked out. Every soldier was carrying two or three weapons at least, all in their uniforms. And this was a tank division that patrolled the border in northern Israel on the Lebanese border. We were actually given, as I said, access to go and speak to these soldiers. And when we're there, we like to tell them that there are Christians in Australia who love Israel. And there are Christians, while we don't support war in any sense of the word, but we do support the Israeli Defence Forces because they're defending a land that God gave them. Something about the Israeli Defence Force, they're more moral than any defence force that you can talk about, because they don't attack anybody, but they defend. And they defend. There's a difference between offensive and defensive. And the Israeli Defence Force is defensive because it's just trying to protect their civilians and their people. So we were talking to this battalion on the front, and we gave them care packages and some things that they needed while they were there, and they were so appreciative of that. And then we were able to pray for them, and I was able to just pray the word of God over them and pray that God would protect them and keep them and give them the ability to carry out their duties in defending their nation. And they were just so taken aback with that. They were just so appreciative of the fact that there are people in the nation, specifically Australia, who love Israel and who support their right to defend it. Because in the press, the international press, they're given such a bad rap. They're accused of everything from war crimes to being the big bully trying to kick people out of the land and do all sorts of things while they're simply just trying to defend their land and protect their people. And it's the land that God gave them. So it means more as a Christian to understand that, defending what God, just as King David and his soldiers would have defended Israel against the Philistines and other people like that. We were praying for them, and they were so taken aback that one of the commanders left the group, and he ran to one of the tanks that was there, and he pulled off their tank battalion insignia, their flag. You see the tanks going into battle and the flags are flying, strapped onto the tank. Well, this was one of those flags, and it's a battle tank, and it's got their name written in Hebrew and their tank division and everything like that. And he gave it to me. He said, would you, when you go back to Australia, whenever you stand before Christians and talk about Israel and talk about us, can you show them this flag? Or a way of us saying to them, thank you so much for the support that you have given us. We want this to be a physical emblem, if you like, or demonstration of our appreciation of your love and support. And so now wherever I go, whatever church, it doesn't matter, I bring this flag along and I show it. And I tell the story, and on behalf of those soldiers, thank Christians for believing in Israel, for believing in the God of Israel, and for believing in the fact that God gave them the land to defend. And so I've been doing that now for a couple of years and getting the message out there. And they appreciate it so much. They really, really do. So thank you to all the Christians who support Israel.
So when the Lord says, pray without ceasing, there's never a moment when we haven't got something to pray about.
Amen.
That's so beautiful to hear as a Christian myself, yep, and the Christian Community Radio,
yep,
to know that when we support these people, we know that their hearts are very grateful,
yeah,
and thankful to Almighty God, because they know where the help's coming from.
That's it.
Thank you so much, Patrick.
You're welcome.
If you want to get in touch with Christian Friends for Israel, you can phone Patrick on 0439 770 0439 770 337. That is 0439 770 337. And we'll be back in a little while at 92.3 FM. In the meantime, keep listening for your positive, family-friendly music.
Thank you for joining Phyllis at Life and Laughs. We hope that your time together has brought a smile to your face and warmth to your heart. Remember, life can be tough, but with a positive outlook and a good sense of humour, we can conquer anything that comes our way. So take care, stay strong, and don't forget to laugh a little every day. Come join Phyllis next time on Life and Laughs with more stories, poetry, and proverbs to share.